I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Ski was asking me. He was blessing me for going to the Oregon game last night. And man, not a surprise.
Yeah,
I'm not on a soapbox. I'm not preaching to any choir. I'm just
you're that reporting.
That was like the deadest arena I've seen at Matthew Knight Arena, non-December, because they don't play anyone in December. Students aren't around. Those are never good crowds. They play Omaha and Colgate and Crest and fake schools. Because, like, at least the last couple, like, month, we'd be like, well, there are a lot of Michigan fans there.
Oh, so
there
many
are a lot of Michigan State fans there. Hey, last year, a lot of Purdue fans there. There was just, you know, 50 UCLA fans and 6,000 Oregon fans, and it was just dead. Just dead.
Well, so safe to say the program is also dead at this point. Like, I mean, we're like we started talking about the Dana stuff like a few weeks ago, it feels like, and then suddenly in the last week or so, we're actually seeing reports, if you want to call them that, coming out saying that Dana is probably going to retire at the end of this year, and they have like guys in mind as his replacement. I think what cannot get lost in this process, like, it, this season sucks. It's you throw away the season already, like, which is crazy.
Because
it's so
early.
It's so early. We're not even in February yet. It's crazy to say this. But what we can't lose is what Dana has done for this program. I don't want to be that like cheesy guy here. Like, you have to fix the program. I know it's an uphill battle because Oregon doesn't spend money on basketball, but Dana Altman took Oregon men's basketball to a Final Four. Like, he consistently was in the tournament, consistently made deep runs in the tournament. It is Oregon basketball. Let's not forget that. So, like, let's make sure as the season winds down, let's make sure that one way or another, I don't know how you do that, but maybe go to the last game. I don't know. But like, make sure he knows that, because he's the best coach in Oregon history by a lot. Like, by a lot.
Yeah, I mean, if, you know, if they announce that it's his last year, I think the last game, there'll be a more, not, it won't
nice
be sold
nice
out,
little
but
send off, yeah.
Nice little send off, but yeah.
Are they going to take the tarps? Would they take the tarps down from the upper level?
Not a chance. Not maybe this, maybe the student section. Maybe the student section. That's the one that actually kills me. Because I'm like, those tickets are essentially free, and they just can't give them away. The Oregon is 1-9 in the Big Ten.
Yep.
Okay, so obviously this is the worst season they've had since we've really been functional.
Since Ernie? Like, I don't know.
Ernie. I don't think Ernie even had a season this bad.
No. Like, Ernie's last year, 2 years were pretty bad, but maybe not like one in nine.
Boy, Oregon was not ready for Big Ten basketball, man.
But the hard thing is I was looking at something, and it was, I don't remember what message board. I think it was like 247, whatever the fuck it's called. And they were like, what is your baseline for Oregon basketball? And the most liked and commented like comment was to be a top 25 team in the NCAA. You have to make the Sweet 16 six out of every 10 years, at least. Like, at least the Sweet 16, six out of every 10 years.
Not better than every other year. Yeah.
And someone replied, they're like, well, you go back like 15 years and there's like seven schools that
did that,
do that criteria. And then I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, it's like Duke, you know, it's the schools you, Kansas, the schools you expect, Gonzaga, the schools you expect. And I was like, okay, 6 out of every 10 years, you have to get to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. And I went through the record and I went, since 1960, when the tournament was 25 teams, so safe to say a different tournament, correct?
Correct.
Oregon has made the second weekend of the NCAA men's tournament 7 times since 1960. 5 of them under Dana. That's not my point, but they've made it 7 times to the second weekend since 1960. And this wildly favorited comment was, every 10 years, you got to advance to at least the Sweet 16, 6 out of every 10 years. On what planet? On what planet? Oh,
yeah. See, well here's
just
my
be
thing.
Honest.
That's what I mean, by the way, is like we cannot get lost in the sauce of what, like, we have this like view in our mind of what Oregon sports should be like across the board. Oregon has money. They're supposed to be great at everything. Oregon traditionally has been pretty fucking terrible at basketball. Like, terrible might be the wrong word. They have had seasons where they have been awful and runs where they have been awful. And Dana Altman has kept them from that the majority of his career. He had like a CBI season that we...
Oh, yeah. CBI chance,
that we
maybe.
Think of as like the worst season in Oregon history. No. Let's not.
Right.
No. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
No, but your illusion.
Oregon can't miss the NIT with. Michael Dunnigan, a 5-star. Yeah, Dunnigan, like, yeah.
No, but you're saying the illusion of Oregon basketball, but that
sports
I would
in general like.
But I would say that would be true 4 or 5 years ago before NIL hit. Because if they wanted to,
but they don't.
They wanted to, they could. They could be like Indiana and Texas. You could see what putting money into the program
does.
That's
part of the point too. Is like Dana like has a pretty good roster this year. Like, it's okay. If his guys were healthy, it might be a competitive roster, but it's not. So it's not a competitive roster at all. If you're not going to spend money on the program, you better
will,
be healthy, right?
Like, I will say sure. that they had to thread a needle this year to be good.
Yeah.
And it was with Shellstad and Biddle being healthy and being good and Evans being good and
having
just being healthy.
And having a couple guys like pay out, right? Like Lynn,
right, and
Lynn,
it just did.
Like, Lynn was supposed to be that guy to score
Lynn,
like 15.
Lynn's getting hot.
Games.
Lynn's getting hot, baby. Lynn's getting hot.
No, I think he scored 4 points last year.
You know what Lynn is? Lynn is like, what was the dude who? So remember, like, the Blazers were tanking at the end of the season, and they're playing like a bunch of scrubs.
Which season?
And yeah, good point. But there was this guy who averaged like 28 points a game, and everybody's like, dude, he's a fucking star. Like, next season he's going to be blah, blah, blah. But like, he was the only guy who could score. Like, they didn't have anybody else who could shoot a basketball. Like,
no.
Anthony Simons.
Pick your poison. There was a specific guy that I can't
remember like his
name.
It was like 2 years ago.
I'm thinking like farther back than that even, but like whatever.
No, I know the guy you're talking about.
Pick a Blazer season. Yeah. So we're reaching the end of Dana Altman's run.
I don't think so.
I think one way.
I don't think they're going to pay him out his last 3 years.
Yeah,
unless he retires on his own volition.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I don't think so.
You think he drags it on? I love that for him.
Like, why would you turn down $4 million? You got. I think it's at least two. I think it's three.
I wouldn't
$4 million.
Okay, so that's if that happens, it's gonna get fucking messy, and I'm here.
Oh yeah,
I'm here for it. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, no, but we don't need to dive deep into Oregon basketball anymore.
No, that's enough Oregon basketball talk.
That ship has sailed.
You got something, Ski?
Yeah.
Any other thoughts?
I got the guy. I got the guy from the Blazers you were talking about. It was Delano Banton.
Oh, Banton!
Because he'd play like 40 minutes and drop like 35 points.
He's like,
he shot
like,
the ball 30 times.
He shot the ball. That was it. Somebody has to shoot. Like, they have the ball on offense the entire, like, for half the game. Somebody has to shoot the ball.
No, but back to my previous point of, you know, before we can never dream of Oregon basketball being, you know, a blue blood. You know, they for a decade they were top, you know, upper echelon of all the teams that are in, you know, college basketball. But this is their chance. If they just had someone with a checkbook and said, here, I care about Oregon basketball, here you go. Because it's a money game. It's a money game right now. You could go get anyone from all these other schools and put together a squad that can make a run.
I wonder how much he gets. Like, I wonder what Dana's like NIL allotment actually is. Like,
it's under, very private. It's very locked down.
I would totally. Say under $2 million.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Yeah, I honestly have no idea. Like, I can't remember if I put it in the Discord, but I saw it on like Monday or Tuesday, where they were quoting anonymous Big Ten coaches on what job is the best. Oh, I did put it in the Discord.
I did.
And they had
that, yeah.
Oregon. Yeah, they had Oregon like 8 or 9. I think it was 8.
Fitting spot.
But the crazy thing is that just a couple of years ago in the Pac-12, they were probably 3.
Yeah. UCLA,
Arizona, UCLA, however you want to flip that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Those are 1 and 2. It's really not a great argument for anyone other than Oregon to be number 3.
ASU, USC, maybe.
But like I said in the Discord as well, last week while we were recording, someone was like, Bobby Hurley, that's the guy who can shake up Oregon basketball. And this is not a slam dunk, because I don't even remember who said it. But literally that night they lost the game, and he was like, you want to know what? Before COVID and before NIL, we had ASU basketball rocking. We were good. We were selling out the joint. I could coach them hard. I can't tell a kid shit now. I'm bad at this job because I can't get anyone to come here and I can't get anyone to listen to me. Yeah. And he was just basically begging to get bought out. And that's Bobby Hurley. And if you like that Hurley family,
that's an all-time press conference, by the way, from Bobby Hurley.
Like,
that
just
good, yeah. Good shit.
I think that's probably why I'm bad.
That's why Dana gets these guys to come in, because he knows these middling guys will at least listen to him.
Yeah, you know, like
that's the one thing he quit those guys.
When I read stuff about Dana, and again, we just need to drop the subject. This will be the last thing I say about him. Is like when people are like, he has to go, he's lost his touch. I'm not at practice, you're not at practice. We don't know what goes on strategy wise. It's called even at the top of the game. But when you watch him on the sideline, he's not just mailing it in.
Oh, he gets fired up all the time.
Like, he's not like, I don't know, this is low hanging fruit, but like a Bobby Knight who for 5 years at the end of his career just sat on the end of the bench and just stewed.
That's kind of Izzo now. Did you see Izzo?
Or Izzo, when he was there? Sure. Dana's still up and like directing traffic and yelling like, whatever. So maybe his approach to roster construction is bad now, but he still has juice. He could be really bad at everything else. I'm not absolving him from that. But he's not a guy where you look at him during game, you're like, man, that guy's just collecting a check. That guy's giving up. That guy's soft.
I mean, yeah, where's his assistant coaches that were bringing all these elite guys from
Canada? That guy is old. That guy is now old, too. Stubblefield.
Yeah,
Stubbs is old. So, you know.
Get a new guy, the pipeline to Canada.
Is McKenna still an assistant for him?
I believe he is.
Man, he also is old. He was old before when he was old. He stays old. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Nutian, by the way, saying, guys, I'm sorry that I care about baseball and not basketball. Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. So at the game last night, my oldest was like, are we going to get baseball season tickets? And I looked at him. And I was like, "What a dumb." What a dumb fucking question, you fucking dipshit,
you fucking moron.
And he was like, "What?" I go,
"Fucking idiot."
I was like, you play baseball.
Yeah.
So just take that into the equation from, like, I don't know, beginning of March to the second week of June.
You're never
okay.
not going to be playing baseball.
And also, have you lived here for a while? Do you want to go to a game on February 13th at PK Park? What about March 21st?
Like, even April.
Yeah, May. I'm down. I'm good.
You know what? You know why Nutian does it is because he gets those deals on those fucking jackets. He's got those fat kid deals to get like all this like insulation.
He likes to show off his thighs on TV.
Yeah,
you know that guy's doing micros and macros. Mustache and thighs. We all know a mustache and big thigh guy. They always got to be in front of the camera.
Yeah, we know what's going on here. They're big on the grams.
Also, I did look at their home schedule and I was like, why would I want to go to any of these Actually, why would I want to go to any of these Big Ten games? There's like an Oregon State game and then USC in the last homestand. It's like, I don't want to watch Northwestern in February.
For football and basketball, it's a good move to make go to a good conference. Big Ten baseball, come on.
I can't remember.
You're lucky you can't see the chat right now because he is selling everybody in our chat on getting season tickets to Oregon baseball. He's like, guys, they're only like $75. Like everybody and everybody is responding. He shared the link to Ticketmaster to get tickets.
Just use
booster.
FKD code uses code. Yeah. He catches like
I tell you what, my guy.
Use code miserable in the rain. Yeah. And get 50% off.
Use code
soggy asshole.
Not a big on earth.
Yeah. I do think I want to go to like a game or two
and
do like a running joke where I just hold a sign and I don't wear like protective shells. I'm just wearing this and I just like hold a sign that's like, I'm as wet as your wife's asshole or something. Like, and just see if the Big Ten Net Plus if I get escorted out. If I do, great. I can go home and get warm.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah, he's calling people out in the chat saying they're soft if they can't sit.
Absolutely.
If they can't sit in the rain and spit seeds for 3 hours. So, hey. You give me a fat kid deals.com. You give me a fat kid deals deal on Oregon season tickets. You work this shit out, Nutian. That's not my job. It's your job. I will buy season tickets. If you give me an FKD deal.
I'm approaching an age bracket where statistically I should not eat seeds.
So much sodium.
I could die.
Yeah.
I could literally just be eating my ranch David's, and on the 19th handful, my heart just gives out because I'm that old and that fragile. Like, it's just a thing that happens. So, Nutian, like, congrats on your youth, but it's coming for you too. Your tongue's going to swell. Your wedding ring's not going to fit quite as well. You're going to look down and be like, I don't remember those socks giving me that line. Huh. Interesting. Maybe it's the steeds.
Yeah, it stays, no, it's not. Staying there for like longer now. That line.
It does.
Yeah, my tonsils are a little bigger. Huh.
Does everything swell up a little bit with all that sodium?
I think so. I think your lymph nodes swell.
Not everything.
Not everything?
Yeah.
I was like.
Not your penis. Not your penis.
Of course, the one thing that'd be cool, right? Woo! Yeah,
I mean, why do you care about your penis? What are you, gay? Jeez.
A little.
We really got to keep that bit going, by the way. I love it like too much.
It's a good bit.
It is a good bit. Okay, so let's start the podcast. It is January 29th. I am Alex, he is King, he is Ski, and fuck ice. Okay, so I did have something I wanted to ask you. So I lately, by the way, like to your point earlier about like our bodies falling apart, like in the last few days, like my back, like I didn't sleep on it wrong. Like normally, like you sleep on it wrong and you're like sore for a few days, like whatever. Like it just hurts. Like I didn't do anything. Like it just hurts. Like I'm walking around, I'm sitting down and my back just hurts. Like, and I genuinely, I didn't do anything. I go for runs like all the time and shit. Like I'm just fucking old.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's
just being old
is awful. But to the point of like runs. So I've been going for like later ones lately. So it's dark. It's like maybe 9 or 10 o'clock or something like that. Yeah. Like 10, we'll say 10. And so I'm running by River Road and Irving, and there's a Dutch Bros there, and the Dutch Bros is open. Like, why is a Dutch Bros open at 10 o'clock at night? Who is drinking coffee? Let alone like a Dutch Bros coffee that's like pure
high
sugar
schoolers.
Caffeine.
High schoolers.
High schoolers at 10 o'clock at night on a weeknight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Their parents are letting them go out and get fucking coffee?
No, they're just coming back. They're just coming back from practice, coming back from a game, just cruising.
That's wild. It's just wild.
The only thing I could think of, I mean, I don't procure Dutch Bros, but that's just my guess.
It's just wild. Like
I assume
guys,
they have decaf
gentlemen, older gentlemen that fuck decaf at Dutch Bros.
By the way, like imagine, like, have you seen their menu by any chance, Ski? It's crazy.
I don't drink coffee.
It's bright and full of sugar drinks.
Sugar is different than caffeine.
I would just assume maybe a good portion of their clientele that late at night is just men that have been married for 35, 40 years.
Just want to like, talk to the cute girls? Is that all
I want to see a girl in a Hollister shirt. That's maybe too tight. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I have one wish.
That's how you know where I'm at in my life. Because I did run by it and I'm like, it is too late for those girls to be working. Like, honestly, they need to get home. This is not safe. Like, who is protecting these girls working here right now?
Oh, there's one bro in there. There's always
there
a bro.
Yeah, there has
who's
to be.
Swole,
yeah.
who literally does like measure out his macros every day.
Yeah.
So if a creepy dad comes up or a creepy I think they'd let the creepy high schooler slide because they would just record it for content. But if a creepy dad rolls up at 10:15, this guy waddles out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, and we know she's safe because he would never hit on her because hitting on a woman is gay. So
totally
gay.
Yeah, and all those muscles makes him extremely straight.
When his bro oils him up on his nipples, the straightest thing ever.
Booble says,
so, I mean, that's,
says, I'm ugly. They don't want to talk to me. It's like, I mean, they'll talk. They'll take your order. I mean, I think that's part of the point. It's like they take your order. They drive up and then you like you.
Oh,
like, they've been thinking. Hey. They've been thinking of the line they're going to say to her like all day. And then they say it. And that's it. That's the fulfillment. Oh, and then they get the sugar drink.
I see from your order from the tablet in the drive-thru that your name is Booble. Ah, Booble. What do you think about Booble's? come on. That's...
Come on, bro. It's easy. They're professionals. Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah. They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. Yeah.
All right, Booble, you? Because
you like boobs. What are you, gay?
I mean, gay,
super
gay.
Did either of you ever go to any of those like little bikini barista places that were a thing like five to ten years ago? Not anymore.
There's,
I don't think
there's been a couple. There were a couple in Springfield.
Springfield, okay. There were.
No,
I went to one in Lacey, Washington. Mm.
These are horrible places to have that, by the way, because it's hot like 2 months out of the year. So like the business well, model is.
It doesn't matter. It's just they put the platform up high, so when they hand you the coffee, they're squeezing together the assets from above your vision. So you're looking up at just in Washington, you know, like Mount St. Helens just coming down at you.
They want the cold. They get blast those nips and get extra tips.
Yeah. That's,
it was nips for tips.
It was.
Yep.
Yeah. It was fine. I went once. That was my fill.
That was enough.
Yeah.
Nutian says his mom took him to the one in Springfield, and it was super embarrassing as a high schooler.
Did your mom know this is, or was she just like, hey, it's been a long drive. I think we can all use a real pickup.
Hey, kid, you want a Frappuccino? Also, why is his mom Mickey Mouse?
I don't know. I just do that voice.
They're usually not subtle with the naming of the places. It's like Big Knocker Coffee or something like that. It's like
Nips.
It's like knees.
Yeah.
Nips. Yeah, you don't get confused too often about what the establishment is.
And it's like a rack with like coffee pouring out of the nipples.
Yeah. Foxtails with three X's going down on the tail.
Oh my god. Booble says Nutian's mom is Matt Kearney. Oh hey, you wanna go get a coffee?
All right. I do remember, and this is like bye-bye. 15 plus years ago. There was a house of recently graduated University of Oregon women, and they did for a summer a bikini drive-through. They got shut down within like 2 weeks, and then it got regulated again, and they did it again, but it was never as cool as before, because they would just like literally there was like 10 of these girls trying to pay off their student loans.
Yep.
And they took you into a garage, like an old just shitty garage by the fairgrounds. So this is like an unattached garage. If you know where the fairgrounds in Eugene is, not the worst place to live. It's not what I'm saying, but it's old architecture.
You might get killed in this situation.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
but they would take him to this unattached garage and do it. And just like there'd be people cleaning the car, but it was just like the other six of them were just like sitting on the glass, like pressed up on their front, their back. And they always had a special girl who did the front window spread eagle. And it got shut down real quick. It
was like a human squeegee? Is that what you're saying?
Kinda. Yeah. Kinda.
Yeah.
And it got shut down real quick, and they came back and had to do, for like the next like month, they did a more PG version of it, and it fizzled out very quick and never came back. But good on those women. Good on
them. Probably made some good money in that little run.
They did. They did. Yeah.
Yeah, good for them. So we got we got some names. Twin Perks.
Oh, you know, pour some out for Twin Peaks. I saw just filed.
Yeah, rest in peace. I saw that too.
Dutch Brazzers. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Dutch Brazzers is good.
Cream and Sugar Daddy. That's pretty good. Thanks, guys. Those are good.
That one's good. Say that last one again.
Cream and Sugar Daddy.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Good.
I'm thirsty. All right. Sure am.
You want some coffee now, don't you?
Sure am.
First of all, man, I like vagina. That's one thing I like.
Hell yeah. All right, so we do have a few things to talk about, I guess. We got Super Bowl coming up. We got the Duck schedule was released. We got Belichick not making the Hall of Fame. Should we start Duck schedule?
Let's do Belichick Hall of Fame, because I think it's the dumbest thing where people are like super upset about.
Well, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. No. Like,
yes, of course he is.
Yeah.
Yes. Look at how the NFL Hall of Fame elects head coaches. They don't.
They don't like them.
Yeah, like Jimmy Johnson was elected to the Hall of Fame like 18 months ago. Like, obviously, Bill Belichick won 6-2, but I'm just saying.
Jimmy Johnson hasn't coached in 20 years.
I know, but yes, least, and the amount of Mike Shanahan isn't in the Hall of Fame. Like, Mike Holmgren isn't in the Hall of Fame. They don't elect head coaches to the Hall of Fame. Belichick will get in. First ballot Hall of Fame thing is, I think, kind of bullshit that people are carrying over from Major League Baseball. We're like, whoa, the first ballot means more. Doesn't mean no one gives a fuck about the NFL Hall of Fame. First of all, do you watch anyone in the NFL Hall of Fame? Do you watch that ceremony?
Do you watch the Hall of Fame game? Because I don't do any of it.
It's no. Dumb. But like,
wait, but football Hall of Fame better than NBA Hall of Fame though. By still,
a lot.
Right?
Because that's just the basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's the worst Hall of Fame because they will literally take into your high school. Peyton Pritchard might get in because he won 3 rings at West Linn.
Did I ever tell you about my Hall of Fame trip? Like I did the cross country drive where I stopped at the Hall of Fames. And we skipped the basketball one. Like we literally landed in Boston and were tired. And so we went to the Basketball Hall of Fame, parked in their parking lot, took a nap, and then left. That's what we never went into. Yeah. We're literally in the parking lot. We're like, you know what? This is kind of dumb. Like, let's just go.
And yeah, so Braga doesn't like that one because they let women into it.
Yeah. Clearly. Like, you support women? What are you, gay?
Gay.
Super gay. But Cooperstown is fucking sick, though. Like,
baseball is so much better than all of them.
But I mean, of course, the fact that Belichick didn't get in on the first try is dumb. But they just treat the NFL just treats coaches dumb. So I'm not sure why people were surprised, like, to be honest. Because
they had no idea. That's why
I don't know how it works.
I think so. He's
the best coach ever. Like, and so like he should be probably the first ballot, right? I mean, who's not voting for him to go into the Hall of Fame, right? Like,
but when you like look at NFL coaches that are in the Hall of Fame, you'll see the names. You're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But like some of them were elected by like the baseball thing where they're like, oh, it's this sector of like random guys that eat Cheerios and played in Baltimore. You know what I mean? Like that's the group that's going to let this coach in. It's like Don Shula won 800 games and 3 Super Bowls. We should probably let him in.
And then they realize that like after 20, 25 years, they're like, oh,
yeah, it's just,
like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, this was an oversight. We should have done this a long time ago, but we'll do it now. It's still alive.
They wait to see the ticker pop up that one of them died and be like, oh.
Essentially, we got to honor him and put him in the hall.
Gotta,
right? Yeah.
We got to get him in now.
Hey, the NFL Hall of Fame is like, if you ever go to it, it's pretty cool. Like the busts or whatever, like the setup, it's super small. It's really basic, but it's cool. Like if you're ever like in the area, which I don't know why you'd ever be in Canton, Ohio, because it's a fucking dump. Like, holy shit, Canton, Ohio sucks.
Cooperstown is not much better.
Cooperstown is dope. It's like like countryside New York. Yeah, it's cool as hell, man.
And everyone knows all of New York's great, right? It's a pretty liberal state in all of the state.
It's wild. It's very wild. Like New York is crazy. Like if you've ever been there, like you drive out of New York City and you are like literally in countryside. As soon as you leave New York City, it's just like, it's like driving on I-5 between Eugene and Portland. It's wild. There's like nothing there like in East New York. It's crazy. But Cooperstown is cool. It's cool.
Top three Ohio cities from Booble. Is Canton in one of the top three Ohio cities?
You tell me. You're the Ohio guy, man.
My bad.
Cincinnati, Cleveland.
What else?
Kentucky.
Columbus.
Okay.
Dayton.
Okay. I think Columbus is the biggest city in Ohio, to be honest.
Bigger in Cleveland?
Akron.
I think so. I think
Akron from Booble.
Akron.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sandusky.
You've been to all these places. Hey, tell us, man.
You've been inside Sandusky or Sandusky? Ooh, been inside of you.
And no, I have not been to the. I do not travel that far outside of the Cleveland area. Because as King said, you're basically in Indiana if you head south.
Have you ever been to East 1999 Eternal?
I've definitely been there.
You've never been in an Uber and just been like, take me to this street.
Take me to East 1999 Eternal.
The boat street? Yeah, I just want to see it.
Yeah. I remember I was like, speaking of Bone Thugs, weird. So I've been to New York two times. One of the times I was there, there were like there was a Bone Thugs concert going on. Like I had no idea, but we were just like walking through the street.
Even better, ask him to take you to the crossroads. It's even better.
And I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
What I gotta do was wrong. Ain't gotta be gone. What I gotta do was wrong. Yeah, but like it was wild. Like there's so many fucking people outside of the venue. There was like rows of cops on horses. Like, by the way, New York City still has cops on horses. Like it's easier to get around New York City on a horse than it is in a car. So. Like they still have that a lot. Okay, where were we? What were we talking about? You're talking about Belichick?
We're done with Belichick.
All right, we're done with Belichick.
I think we're done with that.
How about the Ducks schedule? So they, like a few takeaways, I guess. They have one bye. They open against Boise, which is interesting. They replaced Oregon State with Portland State.
Probably about the same score.
Yeah. I don't know that I would say it's an easy schedule. Like it's not.
Last month is
tough because they got consecutive games against Ohio State, Michigan State, and Washington. So like Michigan State, whatever, but at Ohio State, home against Michigan, back to back. And who knows, by the way, who knows what Northwestern's going to be next year? Because they sort of were good at parts of they're not in Oregon's league, but I'm just saying, putting it out there.
Northwestern still.
They do.
I mean, we escaped playing Purdue, so good for us.
Watch out for those Boilermakers, folks.
Watch out for that offense.
You got to be careful.
Just walk into West Lafayette.
Boilermakers making yards. Am I right? Making points? No, they're not doing it. No, neither of those things. They do play both Los Angeles schools for the first time in like a long time. Do we know? Does anybody remember the last time they played both LA schools in the same season?
I could say it off the top of my head. Technically, the COVID year they did because they hosted UCLA and then played USC in the Pac-12 championship. That doesn't count. I would guess it was back to the Pac-10 days when they just played around Robin. Yeah. So 2009 would be my guess.
Yeah, around there, right? Yeah, it'd have to be. And by the way, another takeaway, no back-to-back road games for the Ducks. Which is nice.
And also, I don't think they have back-to-back home games either.
They do.
They have one back-to-back.
UCLA Brasky.
Here, I'll just go through it. So they start home against Boise at Oklahoma State, which it would be like a fun destination game, I think, like for Nutian and Jonathan Adams to travel to because nobody else can afford to do that shit. Good for you guys. I'm not even complaining.
Yeah, about traveling to Stillwater.
Oklahoma, yeah.
Then they host...
Oklahoma.
Then they host Portland State. Then they travel to USC, home against UCLA, home against Nebraska, which Dylan Raiola like hosting Nebraska.
Oh, there is a great troll potential where they just put him in like first possession of the fourth quarter and just tell him to bomb it out. Hey man, we're gonna run it a few times, of course. But when we get down inside the 30,
you throw me a touchdown. You get
yeah. yeah you're no, getting
you,
the touchdown.
You put
man.
Him in a goal line situation, like you, and you get him a touchdown. Like you call quarterback sweep. He's fucking humongous, so he'll score. Like, yeah, you figure it out. Let's see. And then at Illinois, home against Northwestern, at Ohio State, home against Michigan, at Michigan State, home against Washington. So Michigan has Whittingham coming in, so Michigan might not be terrible. Like, man,
usually takes a couple of years to
The roster is still full of like high level recruits, so they and their quarterback's got a year under his belt too, so they could be good.
How many white wide receivers is he bringing with him?
Unconfirmed.
Any? Oh, we need to know that just to know how the game will go.
Yeah. He have like an annoying ass white punt returner?
Yeah, exactly. He's gonna score
a touchdown for sure against Oregon.
Michigan themselves usually has one of those as well. So add in when it should be locked in. But my take on it is,
2010 was the last time Oregon played both LA schools in the same regular season. Thank you. That was a fun season.
And what was Oregon's record in that year? I think they went undefeated.
Do you still got your 12-0 shirt?
I think I might actually.
Oof. All right, Ski.
They did. You can't take that away. You can't take that away.
That was a big deal back then. Now the regular season doesn't fucking matter.
Indiana went 16-0.
Yeah, it doesn't. Who the fuck cares? Yeah, Miami lost three games and played for the title.
That's an NFL schedule now.
Which just kind of gets to my point here is I kind of see the Ducks starting 8-0 and then just split the final four games. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, they'll lose to Ohio State. Who do you think they lose the other one to?
It doesn't matter. They can lose one. Yeah. Okay. There's a chance they could lose. I mean, you probably can't lose three of your final four. No. But they could probably even lose maybe to at USC and then split two of those final four and still have a chance to get in.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the schedule. I'm like, maybe USC, probably Ohio State, maybe Michigan, and that's it. Like they're better than every other team on the schedule.
You were a big Illini guy, Braga.
You're not scared of Illinois?
No, I am off the Illinois wagon.
You're off the Illinois. All right.
Fully, yes.
And no Rutgers, so we don't got to worry about Schiano. So
yeah, Rutgers might not like be around. Period. Here pretty soon. Like if they like, that's a huge financial deficit that they figured out in a couple years. Like, geez, Louise, what was that tweet where they were like doing a TV giveaway for a game?
That's what someone said. Yeah, they're giving away TVs.
Which I like, you see that and you're like, geez, guys, that's like fiscally irresponsible behavior, giving away TVs, but TVs are like $100. So
I was gonna say you can go get a little shitty Vizio or something.
They're giving away Vizio TVs. They probably got a bulk deal from Costco and they spent like a couple grand and got 300 TVs or something. Like, what are we talking about? Yeah. So I was catching heat in our Discord, Sports Meridian Discord, by the way, for saying that Oregon would be bad last year, which I did not say. And
Someone find the clip. Like, it's there.
I picked them to win, to finish second in the Big Ten to Penn State, because I picked Penn State to win it all, which was a bad decision, but I did not say Oregon would be fucking bad. Like, Oregon is a perpetual 10-win team. They're never not going to win 10 games under Dan
Lane.
Oh, I know. Real bad. Booble says 9-win Braga strikes again. Go fuck yourself. They're going to win 10 games. Probably more once they get to the playoff. What do you want from me?
They better win more than 10 in the regular season. They're loaded up for this.
I agree. Well,
I'm coasting. I'm like, hey man, I hope you go 9-3. Make the Pinstripe Bowl. That'd be sick. I don't know. That schedule's gonna be killer.
Well, like I said, there's three games I'm worried about. The rest of them I'm not. So they're probably gonna win like at least two of those. So just because they're Oregon and they're loaded with players. So I mean, by the way, like I look at Washington and I'm like, I'm not worried about Washington at all, like at all.
No,
and that's
no.
That's the rival game. Like you should have like something in the back of your mind where it's like, they could like, you never know. It's Washington, blah, blah, blah. Like, nah, they're blow them out of the water. It's not even close. Talent wise.
Is there any reason to be any kind of worried about Sparty now?
No. Not in year one. Pat Fitzgerald, look at his
It's not Jonathan Smith. That's all I know.
I'm just saying, look at his record his last like two or three years at Northwestern. I think maybe they won their division in the COVID year, but his last 2 years, he went like 3-26 or whatever. Like,
good coach.
Come on.
Doesn't have good players. Yeah,
and then you can say in UCLA, you can't be worried about UCLA.
Correct.
Either then. So,
correct.
Yeah,
yes.
Correct. So, yeah.
Oh, you got it. Me, JMU. Fool me once on JMU. Shame on me. Fool me twice on JMU coaches. Shame on me as well.
Maybe hate clap your ass to a loss. Maybe.
I did see you in the Discord, King, talking about you were looking at possibly purchasing Oregon football tickets.
Yeah, and then I was like, so I put in an email. So today they called me back, and I was like, wait. So it was someone had already answered it for me in the Discord. I think it was Rick Nodgers. And I was like, so I got to put down money that's non-refundable. And it's not much. I think it's $100 a ticket or whatever. It's only going to get 2. And I was like, and if I don't like where my seats could be, because this is all the free for all, I don't get that back. And they're like, well, no, it's a deposit. It's like, okay. All right. I guess I'll just see you at the Nebraska, Michigan. And
because I was looking at the schedule, I was like, do you really want season tickets next year? I mean, look at this home schedule. It's fucking not good.
I don't really expect. I mean, here's the thing is we could be like, well, Boise State is a bad home opponent.
Yeah.
But is Boise State a bad home opponent?
Probably. Yes. Still.
Okay. Well, Portland State is obviously atrocious.
Right.
Northwestern. I don't give a shit about
seven.
Northwestern. Yeah. I don't give a shit about
Rasky.
But at least with Nebraska, they're going to travel and it's going to be like, listen, we're going to beat your ass again as like this big traditional, you know, powerhouse. So that's kind of cool.
It's fine.
And as we leave, we shake their hands. They go, good game, Nebraska. Iowa corn is better. You know, like go Hawkeyes as we leave. A little parting shot. But I was like, you know, but no, it's like I'm not. Okay. I'll just buy tickets 2 hours before the game like I've done the last couple of years.
Well, you got
the question is,
Michigan and Washington to end the season too.
Are those tickets going to be more expensive than just getting the season tickets is the question if you go single game.
Washington, no, absolutely not. Nebraska
sure.
And Michigan will be the two ones that are kind of ball busters.
So it goes to the point, maybe it's worth just getting the season tickets in.
But what I'm saying is I don't want to be in section 24 in row 60. Not the worst seats in the world, but not where I would want to sit. Because again, like I don't want to ever go to an FCS game. I have no interest in watching them play Portland State, Montana, whoever. I have no interest. I do not go to those games. They're boring. They're uninteresting. As much as I want to get skin cancer from the sun, I will just watch those games in my backyard on the radio and get the same gamma rays as I would at Autzen. But I've now been playing the Ticketmaster game long enough where it's hard for me to be like, well, I don't make $1 million a year. So do I really want to pay $1,600 to sit way up there when it's really only $1,800 to sit way down there? You know what I mean? Like,
I guess that's my question is then, is it worth, because I assume if you get your season tickets, then you have first choice. You have the option to keep those tickets going forward in those.
For
seasons,
sure.
Correct?
For sure. It's a long play. Absolutely.
So is it worth maybe just losing that $200 or losing whatever you said the 1600 for the entire season. I mean, you could probably sell off.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing now: is I'm now at an old, fragile age where my wife doesn't go to games anymore. My kid, my oldest, is going to be gone in 18 months. Like, get the fuck out of here. You're no longer in my house.
There's your ticket money right there. Fucking how much money you're saving.
State, college, trade school, working at McDonald's. I don't support you in anything. I don't give a fuck about you anymore. You're out of my house. So, like, is this investment really that good for me now? Or I got to start looking at this stuff 2 years in advance. Right. You know what I mean? That's my thing.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe just eat those $200 and try to hit pay dirt.
But you're saying this to me as someone who now has 7 more tickets to Oregon men's basketball games here. It doesn't want to go to a single fucking one of them.
You can't was even give worth, those away.
Was it worth paying up front to watch Northwestern in February? Nah, I don't think so, dog. I don't think so.
Well, WCP says, pretty sure you get the chance to upgrade the seats the following season.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. For how much? How much more are they going to fucking gouge you for?
No, just let me buy what I want now.
Exactly.
I zeroed in on seats. I was going to pay for them last night. It's like, oh, I want these. Oh, okay.
And you just said no because of the down payment.
No, because they're like, well,
guarantee him those seats.
You're not guaranteed to get them.
Huh. Is it a lottery or is it one of those you got to like? It opens up and you got to get in there fast to.
It's. I don't know if it's a lottery per se, but I wasn't the only one who saw seats in section 18, row 3, seats 2 and 3, and wants them. So, like, however many people are zeroing in on those two specific seats, the odds of me getting them are. Not great.
That's bullshit. Like, that's not how commerce works. Like,
yeah, because I was like, because like again, we're talking about Oregon baseball season tickets. Yeah. I could buy whatever the fuck I want right now. Well, I think tomorrow is when it opens.
$99.
No, they've raised them. I think they've raised them.
He's like $99 today. Like,
yeah, he also is an NIL booster for him.
Yeah, he's a booster. Go to Ticketmaster wherever. Look up. Behind the plate, they've raised the prices. I'm not saying they're ball busting prices. I'm just saying they're not the $99 special last year because Oregon did the unimaginable, where you know they lost at home in a regional. Yep. Another historic year for Oregon baseball. Jesus fucking Christ.
Swoo says $99 is for GA. Physical seats are $258. He says, and by the way, like. Nutian is a guy who could just sit in a box in PK Park for every game he wants, but he chooses to sit behind the dugout in the fucking rain for no reason. Like, just by himself, because nobody else goes to these games, sitting behind the dugout in the rain because as we found last year, this guy is a camera whore and he loves attention, constantly seeking out those Big Ten Network cameras. And you know, good for you. You know, I feel bad that you need that validation. I think you're a great guy just as you are, but like, you know, now what he's trying to do is to bring people into that cult. You know what I mean?
Well, see,
you could get season tickets, but you wouldn't be allowed to be next to him. You would have to like.
Oh, absolutely not. No, Beyonce says there's a halo around him.
Exactly.
But I've heard these allegations against Nate just being a camera whore. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to whatever. I don't have an opinion on it until that Northwest shootout at the Moda Center against Gonzaga. And again, like I mentioned, I referenced it earlier. He's wearing 4-inch inseam shorts 4 days before December in Portland, Oregon, on front row seats. Buddy, you're wearing boy shorts that your wife wears to bed. And it's great. Your thighs are meaty, defined, thick, with the multiple C's and you got a rockin' mustache. I get it. But don't act like you're not doing a thing. You're doing a thing.
So that's the least gay thing you've ever said, King. Talking about nuttying like that? Mm.
I was nutting on him. If he starts flexing his calves while he's wearing those shorts courtside, I'm going to lose my shit. And if I lose my shit, I'm going to ejaculate down my kitchen sink and have to turn on. Just
hit the garbage disposal.
Hit the garbage disposal button because it's just going to be a full load. He's too thick. He's too meaty.
So a couple good ones from Swoosh. Nate is an everyman just because he valet parks his Ferrari at PK. And then he says, Erica, come get your mans.
You know, I only went to 3 Oregon baseball games last year. Only 3. And they were all sold out.
Hey.
I was being a bandwagon guy. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm actually going to try and go to a game in like mid-February just to see if they have a whole garage they pull out in the parking lot to shield his Ferrari from the rain and sleet. I just want to see if that's a thing. Or if they let him park under an Otzon overhang and they open up the gates when he leaves. His own bat cave, essentially.
Well, he should have his own, right? His own tent to like put his car in, like.
Yeah, I'm not even saying he doesn't deserve it. I'm just curious if that's a visual I could see.
Is that what like Pepe Field is? Is it like his parking lot? Can he just?
No, it's too Pepe Field is too open. That's too why open, he has to go into Otzon to get underneath a tunnel or something.
Yeah. What about like the bullpen area? Like, do they let? Like in the outfield, can probably just drive his car right in there, right? In that building.
Yeah, they gotta have some like undercover cages hidden back there pull a car.
I gotta say, that might be an idea. If Oregon gets a closer who's like Jimmy Scherfe from 10 plus years ago, little Scherfe's up. If they get a closer like that, his entrance should be someone
driving the Ferrari out on the
field. Driving in his Ferrari recklessly from the pen.
The duck driving his Ferrari recklessly.
Yeah, just peeling out. They just got to replace the turf like every like couple of weeks. Yeah.
He says this is perfect. The most the pod has ever talked about Oregon baseball. You're probably right.
We're still the number one ping podcast.
Yeah, seriously.
By a lot. It's not close.
By a lot.
All right. So we don't have lines. We don't have trivia. We just have our list. So are we ready to get to our list? Anything else? Anything else on the schedule? Any other thoughts?
It's not, like I said, it's not a difficult schedule, but it's not hard.
What are your thoughts on Minneapolis? Go.
I mean, there's...
Minnesota? I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of fraud there. I know that. A lot of fraud. A lot of illegals as well.
Why they're there.
Is there something happening in Minnesota? Like, I think of Kirk Cousins, personally. Dude,
Not even Kirby Puckett? You go Kirk Cousins?
I'm falling apart right now. Physically, I'm falling apart. I, like, took a drink. It went down the wrong pipe. I cannot stop coughing. Like, I am dying right now at the end of this.
Are you drinking yerba mate?
Yerba mate. No, it's the same yerba mate.
It's the same thing I was drinking. Same thing I was drinking last week.
No, all right.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you if you're drinking matcha now as well.
Yep.
I don't even know what matcha is, to be honest.
It's just green tea, I'm pretty sure.
Is that all it is? Okay.
I think so. Pretty sure. I like yerba though. Yerba's a good name. We didn't talk about the Super Bowl.
A boy or a girl.
No. Okay. My only thought on the Super Bowl.
We got another week.
We do.
My only thought on the Super Bowl is shout out to Swoosh and Boyer, all the Seahawks fans out there. Nah. And again, I'm not going to get any sympathy for this.
Nah.
No. Just listen to me. Shut up. Shut up. As royalty.
That NFC championship game was like Like, this Super Bowl is truly, like, a lose-lose for me. Like, fuck the Patriots.
Oh, I hate it.
Fuck the Seahawks. Like, this is garbage.
But I am so envious of the Seahawks for entering a Super Bowl where they have 2 weeks to just be like, we're gonna fucking win the Super Bowl. Totally. Not like, oh, not like shit.
Well, did you have that mindset for any of the Chiefs Super Bowls?
No,
like,
The first one, I was a little delusional. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, this is a lock. That's the Niners. It's Garoppolo. Like, we got it. But the other four, I was like, every time I was like, I was paralyzed with fear. And the first one came down to a down 10.
Yeah.
A heroic play to get him back into it. So, like, it wasn't like that one was not butthole clenching either. But I would, like I said in the Discord, but man, I just want one Super Bowl where I just have 2 weeks to be like, well, unless the quarterback gets abducted by an alien in the first quarter, we're going to win. Like, that team is just inferior. Like, we may not win by 40, but we're going to win comfortably. We don't need bullshit in the last 2 minutes or overtime. Like,
who played the Eagles in the one where Foles came in and won?
The Pats.
Was that the Pats that he beat the Pats, right? Patriots fans must have been feeling pretty good going into that Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like, sure, but I think all year people have been like, the Patriots are fine. Look at their schedule. Yeah, they beat the Bills. Like, let's be honest. If Bo Nix is healthy, it's Broncos and Seahawks. The Seahawks are still the favorite, but you can
slight favorite. It's gonna be a gross game.
It'd be a gross close game.
And I want both teams to lose. So I'm gonna watch it because it's the Super Bowl. But like,
thing would be.
Who are you pulling for? Because Braga can't be impartial about this.
I guess the Seahawks. I can't.
Patriots.
I can't log on Monday morning to any social media, whatever, and see Bill Simmons go, listen, much like, McDonald's in the 80s, we are the, just some stupid analogy that doesn't make sense for him to be like, and that's why Patrick Mahomes is kind of a loser. Because we beat, that's what I can't deal with.
The crowning of Drake May, if he wins this Super Bowl, is going to be annoying. I don't like the Seahawks either, but I hate the Patriots with every fiber of my body. And that is being in a relationship with a Patriots fan.
Yeah.
And I hate them even more. I hate them even more now.
No, I saw a stat today. I meant to save it, but I didn't. So these numbers aren't exactly correct. And it was since like 1960. So we're talking a long fucking time ago. It was like,
look at all sorts of 1960 stats.
100%. It was like no starting quarterback in the Super Bowl has had a lower EPA than Drake made this year.
Environmental protection.
Since Garoppolo in 2019. And Garoppolo was at like a 9 point something in the playoffs before the Super Bowl. Drake May is a negative like 0.15.
Yeah, he was not good.
And granted, the second half against Denver, sure. Houston has a great defense, sure. He didn't look great against the Chargers, whatever. But it's just that's my thing. I'm like, I hate it. Just it kills me to see guys that Trent Dilfer had a better EPA than Drake May, and we all killed Trent Dilfer.
Have you seen pictures of Drake May outside of football, like his like with he and his wife or whatever? Like he looks like a high school kid. Like,
yeah, he's very young.
He genuinely looks like he's 17 years old. Like, still, currently, as a starting NFL quarterback about to play in a Super Bowl. Like,
Dan Lanning beat him.
Yeah.
He sure did.
Take a fucking seat.
At Chase, a baseball stadium in San Diego. Yeah.
Chase Cota making plays.
Chase Cota, yeah. Yeah.
Like boink, like, what's the fucking word for when...
Doink?
Doinking. Thank you. Jesus Christ, brain. You're doinking in the...
Your
the
brain's... Point. Your body's failing you now. Your brain's starting to fucking failing. Go here.
Can we just do our list in this podcast?
Yeah,
or
do it.
We,
yep.
All right.
Do you want us just to, like, put you down?
Like what?
Do we need to, like, put you down here soon? You're
sure.
Just...
Yeah, no,
everything's failing here.
Let's end it. Niners lose, Ducks lose. Yeah. Like, I'm cool. Blazers.
Seattle wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I tell you what, let's regroup after Seattle wins the Super Bowl and we'll have like a real discussion about it. How about that?
We'll just murder you. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, but like cool. But I'll give consent so you won't you won't get in trouble
for it.
Could be fun. That's the point. Is all if I give consent, then you won't get in trouble and it'll be fine. Put it in writing, baby.
I did lick my elbow in middle school after a scrape. I've always had a taste for blood since then.
I mean,
can you notarize a death note? Is that a thing? Like, is that what you have to? Can you go to a bank?
I think this is stamping it. I think this is official.
How easy is it to become a notary public?
Yeah.
So like a weekend you could become one or what?
That's a good question. It's a good question. Nutian asking what the movie is this week. I was just going to give all that information at the end of the podcast, but since you asked.
My movie this week, folks.
Yeah, it is Ski's movie, and it is Expendables 4. We finally going to watch Expendables 4. It is on Peacock.
I'm going to start by talking about ecosystems. Without apex predators, the food chain gets out of whack.
In terms of... Expendables movies. This one is rated poorly. So FYI, going into it, this one is rated poorly. It like killed at the Razzies. So just FYI, going into it. We have to watch it because we are completionists. We've watched all the other ones. Mm-hmm. We have to watch this one.
Would you rather get a Razzie? And I know this isn't a thing anymore. Or a Moon Man.
Moon Man. By a lot.
By a lot?
Or the popcorn. Because
you got to pretend.
The popcorn bucket.
The popcorn. Popcorn bucket. Yeah. Because you got to pretend like that thing matters and it didn't matter at all.
I put that on the mantle. That'd be the shit.
Yeah, we polled 112-year-olds and they said Armageddon's the best movie ever.
I won the award for best kiss in 2006. or best like oof moment in a movie. 2006.
Speaking of 2006, before we get onto our list,
best fucking a pie scene.
I have put in my queue to rewatch The O.C.
Ooh,
would this only be your second watch through?
Probably third.
Third.
Wow.
Definitely not fifth, but.
Keep it OG, watching episodes of OC. There you go.
Fender's out here throwing out that we should watch Citizen Kane.
Then you know what you can do is recommend it in the Discord.
Yeah, seriously.
When we ask for movies. Why don't you go away, Fender? Jesus.
Let's see. The odds that Citizen Kane would be selected, not strong. That movie, trash. Hey, well, newsflash here, Fender. This Expendables 4 is the first movie of a new trilogy. So there's going to be two more after this one. So buckle up, buddy.
Bing bong.
They have women in this one now, too. So
they got broads shooting.
They got
guns.
Fucking broads in this.
Come
yeah.
on, baby.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. All right. So our list comes from me because it was the obvious choice for a list this week. So news came out that the NCAA is going to allow universities to have advertisements on their football jerseys. And so our top three list this week is top three companies to put on Oregon uniforms. And so when does that start? Like 2 years from now? Not this year, but the next year, right? That's the thing, right? Yes?
Sure.
Anybody know? Okay. Screw it. Okay, so top three companies to be on Oregon football uniforms. Who wants to start?
I'll start. My number three, you know, it's a brand, so I'm sure he has, you know, some way to market himself on a jersey, and that would be King's Favorite Clavacular. Because we need to be fucking alphas. This team needs to be fucking alphas, so let's get going.
Yeah.
I assume because you dropped the clavicular, spent last week looking up clavicular highlights.
I did see some things on clavicular.
You did. Because of, yeah. That's right.
I had to see welcome. What the deal was.
Yeah.
It was like I shared a GIF of clavicular to Rick in the Discord earlier, and it was a miracle I remembered his name. Like I was like, is it like clavicle or something? Like clavicular, yeah, that's it. And a perfect GIF came up.
We love our body maxers around here.
Oh yeah,
we are a looks maxing podcast. Clearly,
we are.
Do you know, is he part of, like, he's not part of like TPUSA, is he, or some other like
he's his own entity. Yeah.
Smart. Make all the money yourself.
Yep.
So you get more surgeries done.
My number three is Reese's. they got to side with a, you know, football team and a university that can actually make the money instead of them throwing money away. So
do we know how long their commitment is to
the stadium name? Didn't they like build the stadium? Like, didn't they?
Yeah. Like, right. I think that one's staying.
Yeah, so they're not getting out of that one. Yeah.
I think forever. Yes.
Good right. Potato salad though. I'd be up for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that will be, I bet you there would be like potato salad fountains in Autzen if that were the case.
Just on a nice warm day, a nice little potato salad.
Nice warm tater salad. Yeah. Just like the family reunion. Exactly. What you got, King?
My number three is kind of lazy, and it's just because Nate mentioned it in the Discord, but was the first time I heard about this. It would just be the Carl's Jr. logo, because that Karcher kid loves Oregon baseball.
Sure does. Yeah.
And when they play, and here's the tricky part, though. When they play on the road from Nebraska East, they have to switch it over to a Hardee's logo to stay brand.
Yeah, you got
to
stay on brand. Yeah.
You got to stay on brand.
Do they still have the ticket backs with like the deals?
I haven't seen it.
We had the deal. Oh, those used to be so good.
Oh,
I haven't seen a physical Oregon ticket for.
I know. Exactly.
Oh my God.
Exactly. Those used to be the shit, though, man. You get like a free Western bacon cheeseburger.
Western bacon.
You get post game. You could find like a dozen of those sitting around, and you're set for the week. Done.
They have, so like if you have the app, you like you get notifications after duck games. I'm sure everybody gets these where it's like, like redeem your coupon through the app to get a free famous star at Carl's Jr. right now. And I see that I'm on my way home on the bus or whatever. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to go get a free Carl's Jr. So I try to like log into the app and it doesn't work. And like, I gave up on it, but fuck, man, that's such
a new
a
one
tease.
For basketball. The new one for basketball has been Dave's Hot Chicken. You get a free little slider.
It's like a free slider. All right, threes from the chat. Nutian, Fat Kid Deals. It's there for you, but it's right there. You just bud, like it's you are, that should be your number one, by the way, and just give them the money. You have the money, just give them the money. Put it on a jersey. Swoosh is Jerry's Home Improvement Center. Good. A lot of good local ones here. Boobles is Weyerhaeuser. Like, why? What are they advertising?
Smog.
I know. Yeah. Like, Umpquad Dairy. Hell
wood
yeah.
Pulp.
Did you say pulp?
Yeah, wood pulp.
Yeah. Wood pulp.
Yeah. Balsa wood.
Or Umpquad Dairy. Yeah. Orange pulp.
Yep. That is from WCP. Fenders is Wild. WYLD. I don't know what that is.
The marijuana dispensary?
Is that what it is? I don't know what that is because I
think that's a weed place.
I don't smoke the devil's weed, so sorry, guys. I can't
get addressing any of that rumor stuff.
Thank you. Sports and Suds, Oregon Urology Institute, Snip City. Got to bring Snip City back. Love that.
I did hear an ad like a week ago on SiriusXM. That was a sports ad that I swear to God was the same two voice actors that did the Snip City. Because it was country themed and it was like, oh, come on down or Chandelier 4, bum it up, bow, your mom and a whore. You know, I was like, that voice, those voices sound so familiar.
I was at the radio when Justin Myers first got that Snip City commercial. And I believe he went and got the deed, if I remember right. I think he actually got that. I wonder if he undid that because he recently got married. So I don't know.
You tell me.
Let's see.
Getting the deed done as a single person in your 20s. That's
an interesting move, right? Like,
it's a commitment. That is a commitment.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like you got to be laying so much pipe make it worth it.
And you truly hate condoms. Like, you just...
Well, yeah. Well,
I'm out on condoms for the rest of my days. Yeah.
I mean, we all know condoms are for beta males, so not on this podcast.
Well, I don't know why a man would want to have sex with a woman, period. Like,
it's super gay.
Super duper gay. What are we even talking about?
Come on. Listen to your Aiden Ross, bud. Bub.
Come on, guys. Let's see. My number two is Slocum Orthopedics because they're the ones who do all of the surgeries for all of the injured Oregon athletes. And good local company to be for them. I don't know. I saw like a news story about like OHSU would be a good idea for that. And I was like, would it? Like a hospital? I don't know. Like, maybe. Phil Knight just gave him a whole bunch of money, so whatever.
That's no fun.
Yeah. All right. What's your guess, Key?
My number two, I'm going to have to buy it and then change it back to its old name, and that is the Great Alaskan Bush Company. I don't like the Nile. The Great Alaskan Bush Company was a great name. I don't know why they changed it.
What do you have against the Nile, man?
Telling you, if anyone is going down Highway 99, go into the Nile for 10 minutes. Don't order a drink. Just go in, sit down for 5 minutes, pretend like you're taking a piss.
Yep.
Go sit down for 5 minutes and be like, this is literally hell. This is the worst place on earth. Why is everything gold? Why is the Egyptian shit? This is on Highway 99 in Eugene, Oregon, 20 miles away from Corvallis. Why is everything gold and Egyptian? Yeah. It's a terrible place.
It's kind of crazy it's still there, honestly.
Do you remember when it was the Great Alaskan Bush Company?
I never went when it was the Bush Company.
You never went
The sign. I remember the sign for sure, but I never went.
Great sign. It was a great titty bar as well, because it was about what you would expect with that title. You knew what you were getting.
Yeah, a steak, right? You go there for the steak and the conversation.
Of course.
And then that's all you need. Yeah. Because anything else, Ski, would be super gay.
Gay.
I think that before Silver Dollar, where they had like 25-cent beer night as well.
First of all, you're giving somebody else your money? What are you doing? Oh, and you're giving it to a woman? Jeez, bro. Get on my level, bro.
I know there's like zoning issues and stuff. Because if you remember Springfield like 15 years ago, on their main strip, they had like 9 strip clubs, right? Yeah. And it was too close to high school, middle school, elementary schools. So they eventually all got closed down. But they were close. They were downtown. They were compact. How were Eugene's like two most famous strip clubs on just open roads? West 11th and Highway 99.
Yeah.
Like where you just get out and you're horned up and you've had too many 10 cent PBRs. Mm-hmm. You're just going to plow into a homeless person. Like you're just asking to plow into a homeless person.
Unhoused person.
No. And that's before you get in your car. We're talking sex in the parking lot. And then you get in your car and you drive over an unhoused lady and you just hope no one catches you as you drive up on both sections. Like, it's unhinged, those locations. They're just unhinged.
I also believe some of those ones that were in Springfield got closed down because I think they were having high school.
Oh, they were underage. Yes, they were underage.
Which was, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so it wasn't just the proximity was in the building. So, yeah.
I bet you there was like a 10-year period where Springfield literally had like per capita, like up there with like Atlanta, Georgia on strip clubs.
And Portland's the per capita capital of the world, right?
Now.
Yeah.
But I think Springfield even surpassed
it.
With their like 19 strip clubs in four blocks. It was like, what the fuck?
Is that like a reason why Silver Dollar has that long ass driveway? Is it like a...
Hey, more chances to eat a homeless person.
Let's give
person,
them a second to like acclimate.
To plow a homeless person.
let's give them a second to acclimate to driving before they run over an unhoused person.
Yeah, which plowing are we doing to homeless people here? Is the question.
Well, in the parking lot, it's one thing. In your car, it's another.
Is that a sexual innuendo ski?
It is. It's play on words.
So gay. So gay. Jeez. Unreal. Did we all give our twos? I think we did.
My number two.
Yeah, no.
I didn't. I don't think. My number two is Cafe Yum.
Yumble. Love that.
A little hot and jazzy.
Selling Yumbles and Otzen. Give me that. Okay. Those are not like. I think there's like this misconception that those are good for you. Like, and they're not.
They're not.
They're good. But they're not good for you. That was their thing when they first came out. It's like, hey, you're getting like rice and beans and a bunch of healthy vegetables and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, no. Yeah.
No, then no, me, here's a, here's then a let me sauce.
Drench
with...
it in this fucking sugar sauce. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Totally. That's like,
MSG
like,
and sugar.
It's like any salad you buy. It's like, oh, I'm eating a salad. I'm being healthy. And then you get like fried chicken and fucking ranch dressing on it. And it's 1,500 calories. It's wild. Like, truly, actually.
Perfect.
I know. All right, that's R2's. Fender leading the way, number two, Silver Dollar Club. So we got the I think we can say this, the opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of strip clubs to be on the uniforms. Put one on each side. You know what I mean? Figure it out. Don't be a coward, Rob Mullins. Nuttians is Bi-Mart. Bi-Mart's like already a sponsor, but I don't think they can afford that. You know, like, I think they're too locally owned. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're big. Love Bi-Mart.
Yeah. Could you imagine out of all the stores, like it could be Albertsons or Safeway or Safeway.
No, Bi-Mart's
Albertsons
better.
The same thing. But like, I'm just saying, like, out of all the markets, like fucking Bi-Mart. WCP's is Tillamook. Yes, sir. Boobles is Ye Old Pancake House.
I mean, just that logo of the guy with the mustache and the plate of pancakes.
Phenomenal.
Can't beat that.
If they can figure that out, like, oh boy. Yeah. Sports and Suts, Zade Kicks. Zeta? Zade?
I see you. I see you.
Is that the guy that
arrested
a while ago?
Him and his wife are spending a bid in Fed.
Doing a bid.
Got you. They're the ones who are like selling the fake shoes, right? Like I think I know what this is now. Let's see. Swoosh McDuck's number two, Tracktown Pizza.
A controversial one.
I could see it. All right, number ones. My number one is Disney. Like Disney. You bring out Donald Duck sometimes. He fucks around with the duck. Like, It's that or Affleck, you know, like
Listen, we have a lot of Anaheim Ducks in our alumni association. So
sure.
Got it.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
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 Handshake agreement, Walt Disney. I mean, let's go full circle. Let's get some investment. You know what I mean? From this billion-dollar corporation. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine having Nike and Disney? Woo!
Go ahead. I guess my number one, actually, you know, similar to yours, Braga. My number one is just George Soros. I mean, he's funding everything else. Might as well fund the Ducks, too. Done.
Boy, I don't know that I could be more on board with that. Mm-hmm. That's fucking brilliant. It's a no-brainer.
Just got to come up with some weird, like, Illuminati, like, Antifa logo where only the people in it know. Mm-hmm.
There's going to be, like, hidden messages in the uniform.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I love it. All right, King.
My number one is Harry and David, originally born from Medford.
Yep.
Love it.
You ever wanted to give a loved one a glob of pears that are shipped to them? Hit up Harry and David. They will send your loved one a basket of pears.
Some mushy
no
ass
questions
pears.
Asked.
Have you ever had a holiday company party with a raffle? Because you better believe somebody's getting a basket of pears. By the way, I absolutely won one of those at a holiday party. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with all these pears? Literally, giving them away. I kept the one that was in like the gold foil, and then I'm like handing them out like it's like they're my Christmas gifts. I'm Santa.
Now when you're looking at like those like holiday baskets or just baskets in general given out, which one are you excited about? Are you like a wine and charcuterie kind of basket?
Fuck
or
yeah, charcuterie. Fuck yeah. Give me meats and cheeses, baby, all day long. I will eat meats and cheeses literally all day. The rest of my
because I'm with you. The fruit basket, you're like, now I'm forced to eat all this fruit in 5 days or it goes bad.
What, like it's a gift of diarrhea. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have diarrhea, so I'm not going to eat all these pears. How about that?
Does Harry and David's also do the ones with like fruit on a stick baskets as well?
I don't think so.
Right. Yeah. Those are the worst ones because now you have to eat
edible
those.
Edibles arrangement.
Yeah. You got to kill those are the worst. Now.
You're like, oh, stick. 27 pounds of perishable
pineapple
fruit
that I need to eat today.
It's like, unless it's a significant other giving it to you as a symbol to eat pineapple, wink, wink.
Wink.
It's the worst gift. It's like, oh.
How about you let me figure
what do you
out,
do?
How about you let me figure out pineapple for myself? You know, I don't need a basket.
An entire cat face made out of honeydew.
Yeah.
This is sick. Here's
a basket of fucking diarrhea is what they're saying. If you eat that much fruit, you're destroying.
This is what I'm saying about the pears. It's like you have given me the gift of diarrhea. Like
the pears are at least not cut up yet. They got a little extra time still with the skin on them.
That's true. You could do a pear a day for like 3 or 4 days and before they go bad, if you really wanted to. But who likes pears that much?
I don't think I've ever eaten a pear like that.
Huh. They're good.
It's weird.
I'm sure they're fine.
I like pear flavor is good. Yeah, I'm never seeking out eating a whole pear.
I think a pear is.
Yeah, I've never heard someone be like, "I'm gonna go to the store. I'm a little dehydrated. I'm gonna go get a pear."
Yeah.
Coconut water and a pear.
Well, the store, God, the odds of finding an actually ripe pear at the store is impossible.
That's not $5 per pear, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, you're waiting 3 days before you could even look at that pear to eat it. Yeah. So hard.
Absolutely.
We just got to spend 20 seconds on this. Where do you have to fucking live to go to a store and get a fucking avocado that you can eat day of?
Just ripe up California?
California, Florida? Is that about it?
Pretty much. Mexico?
Yeah, actually.
Avocados
actual
in Mexico. Shout out to Damus. Yeah. You wrote that jingle.
Echo in Mexico.
Rest in peace, Damus.
Yeah, that's
Echo in Mexico.
Yeah, I always love having to buy my avocados on a
week's
Thursday.
To
plan in advance for Taco Tuesday.
No, you do. And you get like, because the deal's always like 2 for $5 or 3 for $5.
They throw it in
whatever.
A bag so in my oven for 4 days.
You feel
days.
Them. It's like, this is probably going to be okay in 2 days. This is probably going to be okay in 5 days. This is probably like a week and a half out. So
do you judge people when they're feeling avocados?
I know, because you have to.
You have to.
Because you.
Yeah. Okay. I always feel like people are judging me for how I'm caressing the avocado.
Business idea here. You set up a stand called Ripe Avocados, and you charge a little more because they're guaranteed to be ripe.
Because they're just in the sun.
Yeah, because they're guaranteed.
Stand off of Chambers for a
it'll
day.
Be ready, it'll be ready to go.
This is
a great idea.
Ready.
We'll be ready.
This is a great
idea. Ready to go.
You know what? Let's do that, and then we put a patch on the fucking Oregon jersey. How about that?
I might do that.
All right. One's from the chat. Swoosh McDuck Zin. They got the circle already, man. It's like their logo is made for that shit. Boobles is Oregon fuel injection. So you get Tannen to do their voiceover.
It's changed. It's no longer the Oregon fuel injection hotline.
Oh, really? He still has the voice of the TV commercial that randomly comes.
They
out,
got so. Bought out. There, it's like the something else fuel injection.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's see. So Nuttians is Taylor's, the bar.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Yeah, that's a problematic patch, my friend.
Fighting and roofing people. What a great bar.
Yeah.
And underage kids come. On top of it.
Don't come. WCP.
Do not come.
WCP's is Dairy Mart. Makes sense. Fenders is Brian Bender, attorney at law.
We don't give a shit about him anymore because Austin, he's gone. Dalen Austin's gone. We don't care. I hope he's found guilty. I hope he's found still guilty, that traitor.
I didn't get the reference. Okay. Good call, Fender. And let's see. Sports and Suds, Traeger. Traeger's good. That's a good one. That's like a good actual one. Like, we've been sort of fucking around a little bit. Traeger's like a good actual one. Like, national company that would
hey, if sense. Your team's sponsored by Traeger, you got to hope you got some good smoked meats in the building then, too. Yeah, it kind of goes.
They'll change game day in Autzen Stadium, for sure. Let's see, a bunch of honorable mentions here. Small World Auto, Sam's Place, and Turning Point USA. We got Jerry's again.
For Charlie. Yeah. Just have a, what if it's just a picture of Charlie picture and says for Charlie on it?
Let's see, WCP's OCCU, Rexius.
What if the Oregon logo is right where his neck should be? Does that work too?
Hey, yo.
Yeah, they have like the red collar around the jersey. Yeah. You know? Let's see. Swoosh, Acropolis, Brazzers, Fat Kid Deals, and Trump. All right. That's a good way to wrap it up, I think. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, everybody. I'm Alex. He's King. He's Ski. If you would like to find us on the things, we are on the things. twitch.tv/TSBpod. YouTube is where I post the stuff. If you miss our live streams on there, Ski does a pack opening podcast every week, usually on Tuesdays. You were hunting for a Ted Williams signed card this week, Ski. So if you missed that, go to YouTube and watch that. And you can see if he got it.
Newsflash, though, I did not pull one of the 2,500 ones that have been there for 35 years, Braga. Come on.
I'm like, Ski, I'm trying to get people to watch, and you're giving away the spoiler. This motherfucker.
I mean, you would be, the people would have been hearing about it if I did already.
Speaking of spoilers, Expendables 4, Sylvester Stallone dies in it. There. You happy? You happy? Or does he? Watch that on Peacock. Listen to talk about it on Sunday.
Watch my stream so you can see how many Eddie Murrays I pull.
There you go.
Because it's a lot.
Yeah.
So. You'd be surprised.
I don't think I would. I don't think I would. Yeah.
You right. would.
You would actually.
All right. Bye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?